Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. About 3 weeks ago, the governor's office announced that Union County's Little Kentucky Smokehouse was making a $2.2 million investment in a second meat processing unit. Jimmy Baird, partner in the business, says $25,000 in tax benefits from the Kentucky Economic Development Finance Authority helped make that happen, adding jobs.
Altogether, we run probably 160 or so, 180. Busy seasons, we'll get over 200. With expansion, we'll get close to 200 people.
So that will be 18 new full-time positions. And it all started a few years back on the farm.
First, we started with, we were a hog operation and was a BNS swine years ago, and then we changed it to Union County Livestock. That's when me and my brother-in-law, David, we were raising hogs.
And in 1991, they formed Jim David Meats for retail and wholesale of processed meats and food products, that too with a little help from Ag Development Funds.
They give us a $950,000 forgivable loan to pay back to the farmers that we buy product from. There's a group of Mid-South farmers toward Louisville and Lexington area that they haul their product into Swift Packing, and we get that product. We pay them a premium for that. So that was how we pay the $950 back.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I love it when the Kentucky pork producers show up at an event. What to get? Country ham? Those pork chop sandwiches look good. I'd like to thank the folks responsible for this.
We're the O'Briens.
We produce pork and we eat pork. We're going to produce the most economical, safe, reliable food that we can.
This wouldn't be Sunday morning breakfast without country ham. We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Jimmy Baird with Jim David Meats in Union County says that business grew very well, and in 2003 they expanded, forming Little Kentucky Smokehouse.
We do private selection for Kroger's, Taste of Inspiration for Food Lines in Hannaford, Maine. We do HEB in Texas, a private label for them. About 1,000 Walmarts, that's our brand, Premium Kentucky Farms, and Kentucky Special Reserve is another label. We do product pretty well nationwide on the ham side and turkeys.
So with various economic development incentives, they grew enough to get through the economic downturn coming in 08, resulting in temporary layoffs.
We survived it. Growth is good now. We got good customers, big volume. We're into turkey now. We used to just be ham. So at that point, the ag development helped us really tremendous to do what we've done. Couldn't have done it without them.
Union County's Little Kentucky Smokehouse, an agribusiness success story. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.